Welcome to Hammered. That man's voice you heard was Brucey Bruce.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Welcome to Hammered Out. I'm Tone Diggs. I'm on Sports Betting Show. Coming up, Pat McAfee Corporate. Third up. I am Tone Diggs. I said that already.
Hot start, though.
Bubba Gumpino is Canadian Station's the Beard of Wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Hot start because as the show was going live, Bruce said, I think we should be fucking good.
I took one look back down at the board and was like, you know, there's a chance. There's a chance we might have some F's in the chat.
No F so far. Otter, how are we?
Tony! Lakers been playing amazing. We got another Lakers game tonight. What do you mean? We're doing fucking awesome.
Yeah, we are. We are doing fucking awesome, aren't we? We're in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking great NHL weekend, great NBA weekend. The doubles PGA tour did stuff.
Yep.
I had a good fucking
show. First time winners there.
Yeah.
Davis footy, Riley.
Fucking good footy weekend.
Yesterday was good. MLS, I think we might have finally got in the MLS.
That'll happen. Buccos are the best team in baseball.
Red Sox are playing good ball.
Life is good.
Dude, Clark Schmidt only gave up like 5 runs.
Yep, but the Yankees lost their first series of the year.
That was because of
to the Jays too, Bruce. Come
to
on.
The Jays, yeah. At least they got one. I mean, that felt like a must-have, even though it's April.
I think
Garrett Cole Manoa was fucking electric.
I think Burrito's on the mound again.
Hell yeah.
We got a beautiful night of sports.
I will tell you, it stinks being a fucking White Sox fan. And if the Lakers were not playing as well as they were, I would have nothing to gamble on. Like, and actually really have nothing sports-wise to be happy about.
You're a Buccos fan.
I thought you were a Buccos fan.
Well, I am a Buccos fan because my AAA team goes to your team, and then you just sell our good players. That's but you guys bad. Are keeping the good players this time, so thank you, Tony, and the Buccos.
What are you going to say?
What? They're keep what?
No.
Trade deadline's far away, my friend. No. Let's not be so sure they're keeping.
Stop!
Whoa,
stop.
Come on.
Deadline
positive, bro.
When they're 20 games over 500 at the deadline, okay, they're not going to be selling.
You ship out my 3 favorite players. I know you're going to ship them out because they're all young and they're all good.
They can't do it. They're not paying them. Like like they just got to have fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. Reynolds is the only one. Reynolds, he already asked him.
Yeah, yeah.
They, all the other guys are
they off. Offered him $100 million. You heard Jet say it.
Yep.
Yeah, we're what, 12?
No. Be an asshole.
We're 10.
No.
Eight?
I think it was eight.
I think it was 8. Yeah. I think it was 8.
But yeah, it was a good weekend. Boxing had a good fight, too. We didn't talk about it at all.
It was fucking
yeah, back. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis. It's kind of like the classic art of boxing and Ryan Garcia taking on the war of boxing, which is Gervonta Davis.
There was no
more one out
losing after he came out to fucking Sosa, dude.
Actually,
is that what he was?
Dude, Keith performed live.
Wow.
Actually, one of my favorite
beside things, him, I was like, there's no way this guy's losing, dude.
One of my favorite things in boxing happened. I fucking love when people get KO'd from a body shot and it takes like 4 or 5 seconds to set in and then they're just like, holy fuck, I think my liver's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
took a knee, dude.
The weird part always is how they kind of pop up after, and then they're just like walking around and their face is fine. But
the first round, what's his name, looked really good, though, and then fucking out of nowhere, he dropped him in the second round with that left.
Yeah. That one is like the mole in the camp punch.
Yeah.
It's like Ryan Garcia comes out with his choreographed 3-piece and Tank just slipped it and popped him.
No, that was good. A lot of baseball. Fucking, what was it? 5 overtimes games this weekend in hockey.
Yep.
Awesome.
Knicks and the Cavs fucking packing.
Not yet.
Well, not back to Cleveland.
Series isn't over yet.
I like the I like the Timberwolves fans waving goodbye to the Nuggets down 3-1.
Yeah. I respect that.
Hey, we avoided the sweep. Yeah.
I respect that.
I'll never see you again.
That's probably what they were doing.
You're probably being nice, honestly. Thanks for coming.
Good series.
Classic Minnesota. It's classic Minnesota. Let's start in the NBA tonight with the you know, since it's playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we should do around here.
Yeah. Only two games, so both watchable.
What is that supposed to mean?
So like they're not simultaneous.
Yeah, they do this weird thing where they'll play like a 8 o'clock game or like a 7:30 game and then like a 9 o'clock game and then a 10
I don't
o'clock
hate that.
Game.
The NHL is incredible at lining theirs up.
That's
like
exactly
the NHL the, will almost
well, it's
like
because their regular season they spend 1 minute preparing their regular season schedule and 59 minutes on their postseason.
They'll like try and delay the game a little bit if it's like coinciding. It's fucking brilliant.
Giannis is playing tonight.
Yes, he is.
Giannis is playing tonight.
That's why the line is 7.5.
Oh, that moved.
Or it was 7.5. Is it still 7.5?
It was not 7.5 when I woke up this morning.
It is 7.5. Bucks are the favorites. Down 2-1. How do we feel, boy?
Ooh, you know what? This is the first I've heard of the Giannis news. I've been looking all day, and I've only seen him still as out.
It was,
holy fuck.
It was, no, I think I sent
who
it in.
Who you got on the timeline, Mick? Right.
Yeah, I sent it. You were busy.
No, I mean, I was doing a lot of stuff this morning, but I remember waking up and looking at -4 and just scrolling through player props, and I saw Chris Middleton was only, what was his? I took the pick. Let me find it. Sorry. His over-under was only 19.5, and I was just looking at it. I was
good either way.
If Giannis is fucking out, like, one, Chris Middleton should get 20 points if they're going to win this game, and two, if Giannis is out, who the heck else is going to be scoring for this team? So I did take Chris Middleton over 19.5. I still like that. I still like him to score 20 plus. I don't know. I don't like the number, but I think Milwaukee wins.
Okay. Bruce, how do you feel about it?
I lean to the Heat on the number, even with Giannis. I mean, they've been playing well, playing him tough. Giannis, like, they might be a little tentative with his minutes, but my favorite side, I think that we're getting really cheap Giannis overs here. The 25 plus minus 190, obviously you're basically laying $2, but that's a really cheap 25 plus on Giannis, and then you're getting plus money on him, 30 plus, which is, you know, basically like just south of his regular season average, I think. So I think Giannis comes out with a head of steam. I'm taking him 25 plus minus 190. I just laid it.
I think I'm going to take the Bucks here tonight.
Fair play.
You laying it?
Yeah, I'll lay it.
All right. Just throw the Bucks and the Lakers in a money line parlay, and I'm good.
Oh, you're back on the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. This I don't.
What do you think?
Memphis just.
What if Ja goes off?
He went off last game. Doesn't matter.
What do you think Bron said pregame? That was one of the harder lip reads I've ever seen.
I think he said, like, you guys are going to embarrass me in front of all my friends and family and my fans. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends and family.
That was the classic. You've made a big fucking mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan Brooks should have never opened his mouth ever in a press conference when asked about LeBron. That's just something you don't usually do in a playoff series. This has happened a couple different times. It's never ended well for the person that is talking shit about LeBron. That was
unless there was no AC in the building that time.
Yeah, he was not.
Oh, yeah.
Unless
dude, that's a callback.
Unless cramps.
Who are you talking about? Sorry. Oh.
Cramps.
You're talking about the Celtics series where they beat the shit out of him?
No.
Yeah. I don't think I could drive a car when he was cramping up, Gumpy. That was a while ago.
I know what you're talking about.
What do you want from
me,
Bruce?
I'm 90% sure they still won that series.
No, they won.
Was it the Heat? They were on the Heat.
Yeah, against Spurs.
Oh, shit. It was the last finals.
Yeah, San Antonio.
It was the last finals.
Popovich turned off the AC.
Well, he knew that LeBron was the worst conditioned athlete on the floor.
Yeah.
The Heat would get to him.
Yep. And he wasn't eating any potassium.
Okay, I mean, nothing will beat Paul.
There was a lot of memes of him being carried off that court when they had the old buddy got 75 stitches, those two together.
You know what's not hot, Bruce?
What?
You know what's not hot, Bruce?
The Cavaliers, after giving Markkanen, Colin Sexton, and a treasure trove of draft picks away for Donovan Mitchell, when they could have gotten Jalen Brunson for like 18 schmil. They're freezing cold, almost as cold as the ice. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Whoa.
What was that?
What is that yellow thing?
I cannot figure out. Me and
what
Zeke.
What was that?
Me and Zeke did
my retinas are burning.
The hell is happening?
Me and Zeke did some stuff with the board. And
what,
then
did you switch to the sun?
John Dice?
The mix has turned into a different color, and it's yellow. I was trying to avoid it, but I didn't know how it would look, honestly.
Well, fun fact, this weekend we went and we put a camera on the sun. So
yeah.
When we switched to that, accidentally, that happens.
We're on the ice. Live from the surface in the sun. Here I am. Boys, good weekend on the ice.
Great weekend on the ice.
A lot of tightly contested series. No sweeps. I can't remember the last time we had no sweeps. I'm sure some stat. Well, actually, in 2019, there were no sweeps. But regardless, I can't remember a time when here through game four, we've had series this close.
Guess who fucking got back into the series?
Who? I'm guessing, and you're not telling me.
Who are we talking about?
Guess who got back into the series?
The Devils!
Yes, they did. Made the goalie change, and it made a world of difference. Unfortunately, I do not expect that to continue.
We start there tonight.
In the garden.
Is Dave's in the building or what?
He better be. I mean, it's now or never.
Draft,
probably.
It's draft week, though, so do you want him in the building?
That's a good point. We did have Aaron Judge, Anthony Volpe, and Master Bader, Harrison Bader in the building bonding, little team bonding.
I didn't love Volpe being there.
What?
Fucking do something first.
Pay your dues.
He was 15 years old idolizing Aaron Judge, and now he's hanging out with
stripes.
Him.
Earn your stripes.
He's in the process.
I'll tell you what, the Jets were in the building yesterday in the Islanders game, and boy, did the Caniacs take it to them.
That's how the Jets happen.
It turns out when you're 0-1,000 on the power play, it doesn't matter if you get penalties called.
So you think the Rags tonight?
I'm on the Rags tonight. Yeah, I think they're just a much better team right now. And I know it was only two games and Jersey bounced back, but I think we're starting to see that Jersey may not be ready with that young core for the playoffs just yet.
It takes some time. Sometimes
it's a big thing in the NHL. You got to learn how to win in the playoffs because it is officiated differently, much to the dismay of many people on the internet. They don't love it, but it's faster. It's more physical and it's officiated differently. And I think the Devs will figure that out. I think they will figure that out maybe next year.
What say you about your Devils?
I think they got their bearings last game. Give me the Devils at plus one.
See, two very different ways to look at it. But I'm fascinated to see how Schmidt handles another one in the garden.
How about your fucking Rags?
Yeah, I'm on the Rangers tonight. I hope that they kind of, you know.
Stay with your chest, Bruce.
Finish things off.
Stay with your chest, Bruce.
Slightly worried about Jack Hughes and the boys, like starting to net a few just because they have been. Just because they have been so cold.
You can see the piss coming down his khakis right now.
No, come on. I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing my black jeans.
They're not your blue jeans.
I knew the Rangers might be in trouble after the second game in Jersey. I saw a tweet about how they had like an optional practice and a lot of guys didn't go.
Late night out of the garden.
But no, the rags are rolling. The place is electric.
Okay. Guess who's back?
Back again.
The Leafs are back.
Tell
my Canadian friend.
Go Boats.
I mean, the Leafs are the most hateable team of all time. Like,
I'll tell you what, the only thing that got
me.
They
go up 2-1.
Did you see Austin Matthews?
The only thing that got me out of the crosshairs because of the coin was the Leafs' performance. It turned Gumpy's anger in a different direction, and he is all in on hitting the Leafs again.
They ran point into the boards, and their coach is asking for a 5-on-3 because Stammer beat the shit out of Austin Matthews. Fucking can it, dude. Win a series before you talk.
Oh, sorry, DA. You couldn't keep your skates. Learn how to skate.
Yeah, I don't like what's going on with the Leafs. I don't like all the bickering. I don't like all the talking in the media. I like what Tampa's doing. I think they got in. I know they lost the game, but I think they got in their heads a little bit. Give me Go Boats tonight back at home.
Hell yeah. Go Boats.
I got a good one here. Tampa Bay is 8-4 when trailing in a playoff series, while the Maple Leafs are 1-5.
That's a team that has been in the Cup 3 times versus a team that hasn't won a series.
Nobody.
Well said.
If there's one hockey game you're gonna watch tonight, make it this one, kid. It's gonna be fire.
Is it hockey night in Canada? Oh, is it on?
No, that was Saturday.
They fucking hate each other, these two teams.
Oh yeah,
it's bad. It's the most contentious series.
Feels like a big game for old Big Rig, if you ask me.
Yeah, nobody,
this one's on TBS.
Nobody runs Braden Point into the boards and lives to tell the tale.
Well, he did, and he scored the game-winning goal in OT. So,
jeez,
tonight we exact our revenge.
But I think it's more revenge coming for Vasilevsky. He is not one to lose consecutive games in the playoffs. I think go Bolts, bounce back.
VGK is up 2-1 against the Peg. They are short favorites on the road.
Gumby, why are they so short?
Tough barn in Winnipeg. It was buzzing the other night.
They're a tough series.
Oh, you told me the Jets stink.
Jets do stink, but that's a good barn.
No, yeah, and I'm confused as well because Morrissey is out and now Ehlers is out. The Jets are pretty banged up. Feels like everything is screaming the Golden Knights should win this game. And I'm going to take them, but I feel like a sucker for doing it.
No, I'm with you. I'm on Vegas too. Okay. Let's just hope nobody in this series just runs around and hits himself and flies into the bench and gets penalties.
Oh, you're talking about Marcus Foligno against your beloved Dallas Stars.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, like, that guy plays with passion, but maybe slow down, lad. Christ. guy dummied himself and got a penalty.
He did.
It was incredible.
Great performance by Otter yesterday, though. Way to hold it down at the end.
Dude. Otter on his head. We're heading back to Texas. We're good.
Yeah, you are. You're heading back to Texas 2-2. Tonight, the launcher in the crack house. That one's 2-1.
This is too short, too, man. -150 on the Avs. Oh,
I feel the same way, too. I think Seattle has a chance here, but I will be taking the Avs. Like I talked about at the beginning, all these series have been so tight. It's hard to see a lot of teams pulling away, and that's what we're thinking with Vegas and Colorado here. But Colorado, until we see them falter and completely fail, I just got to go with them.
Okay. They like to step above on Saturday night.
Yeah.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah, they really, really looked like they got going.
Okay.
Kraken freak me out.
They do. They got a lot of guys. They're very.
It just reminds me of the Vegas Golden Knights, like that first year.
A lot of depth. A lot of multiple different guys that can do it. They don't have like that one true superstar. They get it from a lot of different areas. So that's always a scary team to play against.
It's Grubworm for me is the issue.
Grubah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get you there.
Who's in there for launch?
The launch should be rolling with Georgiev again.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Like every time I look up, I feel like I'm watching the Kraken score on Georgiev. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Georgiev is out there. The Avs might be in trouble.
Kraken came out of the gate hot the other night.
They did. That place was buzzing.
And then Colorado did. What Colorado does.
All right.
Did the Kraken not have another goalie to run out there?
I mean, they were rolling with Martin Jones pretty much all year and giving Grubworm spot starts. And then now it feels like they're just handed it over to Grubworm. So here you go.
Where is Marty? What are we doing here? Grubworm's 17-14. Where's fuck's Marty Jones?
Thank you, Nick.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
Maybe the Wild Toronto Maff again next game.
Whoa!
Careful what you wish for, pal.
Well, you never know what you're going to get with Maff. There are a couple boosts in the NBA. Ja or LeBron to score 35+. I'm going to stay away from that
one. Yeah, it feels a little heavy.
35 is a lot. I don't know if anybody has scored 35 in this series, actually. How many did Ja have last game? AD, I think AD's highest has been 32.
Ja had 45. I think he had 20. What do you have, 25 in the fourth or something?
Quite a bit.
Okay, yeah.
Quite a bit.
LeBron, though, I could see a LeBron.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he owes Dylan Brooks a 40-piece nugget.
I do agree, but...
Does he have it in him?
What are the odds?
Plus 200.
Yeah, it's not enough.
No. I mean, Ja will try and get his. I don't know if he can get 35. I do think this is just what I think the Lakers are going to do as their playoff, just in general, their model is try and get 80, 30 plus, LeBron around 20 something and 10, just around there, just kind of LeBron playing really, really hard on defense and trying to get AD to get really more of the 30 plus point games.
The boost I am taking though is Giannis or Jimmy Butler to score the first basket plus 300.
Ooh. Now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah,
love that. I mean, absolutely love that.
Please get that.
Now we're talking.
Either of them have the ball in their hands the first possession, they're going to take the shot.
Hopefully. Let's play fucking ball. It's game day.
Let's fucking go.
Speaking of, let's go to the diamond. Bruce, you ready for the diamond?
Hell yeah, brother.
We start in Cleveland. Austin Gomer goes against Cal Quantrill. Austin Gomer's been terrible. The Rockies have been terrible. They are away from their beloved Coors Field, which they stink at that this year, too. I'm going to go full game run line on the Guardians.
So what I did with this game, I put the Braves and Guardians full game money line parlay plus 110.
Yeah. I mean, Gomber has a 12 ERA and Quantrill is 14-1 at Progressive Field in his career.
So but Guardians any way you could get them?
Yeah, it is kind of a Guardian parlay piece. Guardians any way you can get them situation, Tony.
Okay. I'm on it. Let's see here. We got Boston at Baltimore. Chris Sale goes against Dean Kramer.
Sale day.
I don't love sale day, but for the first time this year, I will be on the Boston Red Sox first five money line.
Come on down.
Fucking plus money for first five money line for the Sox. Sorry, no. Minus 130. Plus money was on the Guardians minus one.
Yeah, minus. I'll take the Sox first five money line as well.
I'm not going to do it because I love my Canadian pal Gumpy, but I do like the Orioles plus 1.5 minus 170 full game.
If it wasn't Kramer, I wouldn't be on it. I don't know. I feel like that sale start could be a one-off maybe.
Okay. We got, ooh, good matchup here. Houston and Tampa. Jose Urquidy against Taj Bradley, who's been good. Urquidy's been good. I couldn't pass up Urquidy's the vet. With more experience versus Taj Bradley, plus a half on the Astros. I'm going to take it. I'll take it.
Wow. You show me a team that's 19-3. You show me them first five money line.
Yeah. You show me a team that's 13-0 at home. I'm not fading them until they lose.
Yeah. I guess that's probably a good idea, too.
The drop stinks still. Imagine there's nobody.
More cowbell.
No away team has won at the drop. Ugh, I hate when the Rays
19-3. The Rays just fucking they just win at baseball. It's just what they do, yeah. No matter what.
It's remarkable.
It's incredible.
Fuck them.
Okay, well, I'm on the other side, so we'll see what happens.
Fuck.
Evaldi goes against Lodolo. I couldn't find an angle where. What's the angle?
Let's go, Evaldi. Rangers first five money line. Come on, lad.
Thought your boy was Lodolo.
What's that?
Thought you were a Lodolo guy.
Dude, Evaldi is fucking my guy for years.
Hey, can we talk about something real quick?
What do you got?
Are we done with Flexing Day? Are you done with Flexing Day or what?
Yeah, I didn't tweet it out, but I was definitely on the Cardinals yesterday. they ruined him. It's not his fault.
Held that one close to the chest.
I held that one close to the chest.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn's going against Bassett. Bassett had a good start last time. Show me. Show me you do it again, Chris.
Done it twice in a row.
I know.
Give me Jay's first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah, they're winning that one.
Setting that out.
Edward Cabrera and the Marlins. Going to Atlanta. Spencer Strider's been real good. I thought it was maybe a little too, because I don't hate Edward Cabrera, so I thought it was a little too juiced of a line. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I just got the Braves in that money line parlay with the Guardians.
Matthew Boyd goes for Detroit versus Milwaukee. I almost took Detroit, but I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm just going better team here. Give me Brewers first five money line.
Okay, I respect that.
Detroit 3-9 on the road.
It feels like a short price, minus 140.
Yeah.
Feels short.
It kind of smells to me. It makes me nervous looking at it.
I am a Matt Boyd fan from time to time, though.
Yeah, I mean, for four innings. I don't think he's made it through the fifth yet this year.
The Yanks are in Minnesota. Brito goes against Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching mismatch is what it is. But you know, Yankees first 5.5, maybe Yankees.
I didn't want
Yankees
plus 1.5. I didn't feel good about laying $1.50, but I am on the Twins today.
Yeah, you show me a guy with 0.82 ERA, I will take the Twins.
Well, Sonny.
Yeah,
Yanks better be hope they don't see fucking Joe Ryan.
It does feel like there could be a little turbulence in the Yankee world. The injuries, eventually, it has to.
Already.
Better now than later.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. Kenny Waldichuk hasn't played great this year, pitched great this year. Goes against Jose Suarez. I'll stay away.
Kenny Waldichuk.
You got such a good fucking pitcher name.
Kenny Waldichuk's not.
Yeah,
I'm fucking good on that one.
Me too. But what a name, Kenny Waldichuk.
Brad Keller goes against Tommy Henry. Well, this was another one where I was like, could take the Royals. I'm not going to, though.
No, thank you.
And then the last game of the night, Jordo Montgomery versus Alex Cobb. I'm good on that one.
What's happened to Jordo?
I don't know. Not good.
4.84 all of a sudden?
I think they both have a 4.8, don't they, or somewhere in there?
Cobb's got 2.79. Give me the Giants getting plus a half, first five.
Okay.
First little nightcap.
I lean Giants there as well.
Okay.
My baby Bruce.
Paul DeJong back for the Cardinals, though. Maybe that can kickstart.
Oy, da, yo.
I do like baseball a little bit more when the Cardinals are good.
I don't.
Not that 9-13 isn't terrible, but it is.
There's some teams with some rough records out there. I thought they were going to be good.
Yeah. Well, water finds its level.
Usually does.
Does usually. Well, normally, like the last few years, I feel like that team has come back to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Or at least be in the World Series.
That was really just like those Madison Bumgarner Giants, though.
Well, Phillies last year.
Yeah, Phillies too.
The Nats.
Yeah, Nats. Yeah, no, you're on to something, Tony.
No, I could not be.
No, but I think you are.
You are.
We'll find someone. You know what? Maybe tomorrow we'll say, hey, who's going to come from behind?
Well, hey, maybe the Yankees start to struggle.
Yeah, Yankees 13-9. I mean, They're
plotting.
The AL East is absurd.
Yeah, it's just the best.
I saw a graphic the other day of their like records against teams not in the AL East, and it's like 51-22 the entire division.
That's a good angle.
As long as they're not beating the shit out of each other, we should be
slightly better than the NL
East. That's good for me because I haven't just if I have a baseball bias in gambling, it is AL East over everybody.
Okay, I respect it.
Hell yeah.
But fuck them all.
It's kind of a shame the O's just don't absolutely stink anymore, though. It was nice to have like a punching bag.
Did you see?
Well,
so the Rays are plus 88 run differential, which is just absurd.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is in like the 20s if you're a good team. Did you happen to see who's second at plus 60?
Buccos?
Fucking Texas Rangers.
There you go.
Yeah, Rangers can fucking put it on you, actually. Simeon's mashing.
Yeah, and they got the pitching. It's all, you know.
The Grom hasn't pitched. None of their pitchers have pitched well, though, man.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, hold on.
Footy we have tomorrow. Fuck, why do I?
Maybe Saturday was your fault, then.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I'll let that slide, but the coin did, I mean.
Well, can't even finish the show after footy, either. Like, I completely forgot about the draft. It's this week. Do footy. And then
Osasuna, double chance at Cadiz. Crystal Palace, double chance at Wolverhampton. Aston Villa, money line at home versus Fulham. And Leicester, double chance at Leeds. And then give me Real Sociedad, Toronto bet at Real Betis.
Okay. For the draft, let's see here. I just had it up. Go through the Bryce Young's going one, according to the odds and pretty much everyone at this
point. Yeah.
Correct?
There's no value on the sports book unless you think somebody else is.
Unless you think Stroud's going number one, which who knows there. So Bryce Young's minus 2,400. Will Levis is now up to minus 135 for number two.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck. Really? Okay. Well, I was going to say take him right now as you can at plus 430 is what it was at. I think
for who?
For Showtime, Will Anderson.
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you said Will Levis. Okay, so Will Anderson, what's he at right now, Tony?
430.
Plus 380.
He's 380 now. Damn, so he's fallen too.
So he's fallen too, so we're losing a little bit of value as we're talking, but take him right now if you're going to take him, if that's what you like. I took him yesterday at plus 500. I thought that was awesome. I am not buying into the Will Levis hype of him going number two overall. I don't know where it's all coming from. And also, I mean, J.J. Watt tweeted it. If you're seeing stuff coming out of an organization, you probably are getting, you're probably seeing it because the organization wants you to see it. Guess where he used to play? He played for the Cardinals. Guess who have that pick? The Cardinals.
He also played for Texans, too.
True.
That's a great point.
C.J. Stroud is no longer the favorite to go number three either.
Who would be the fifth QB to go in the first round?
Hendon.
Or Haener. Haener could sneak in there.
Fucking Jakey boy?
Yeah, yeah, guy slings the pill.
Okay, so if you believe, I mean, this is a wild combo here. Are you looking at these draft combinations?
I'm getting down. Yes, I just started.
Two running backs, five QBs, and three tight ends in the first round is plus 650.
I love it.
I really feel like that's worth a toss.
So for your running back thing, total number of running backs is 1.5 right now. Over is minus 122. Guess where I got it last week?
Plus 400.
Plus 350.
Plus a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Three, yeah.
The over,
loving that ticket right
backs,
now.
The over running back prop has hit in three straight years too, I believe, but it's usually only been half before.
Like, we know Bijan's going to go the first round, and then Gibbs.
There's Rumblings.
Gibbs can leapfrog him if people like him better.
Good.
Yeah.
And then Bijan's sitting there 24, and nobody's going to jump at him.
Quarterback.
My sources in Miami are saying that Finns could be trading in to get Gibbs.
If Gibbs.
Quarterback just moved.
Oh, how many?
Over the 4.5, it's now up to over minus 172. I believe that was over was plus money a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
So they think Hendon Hooker's for sure going to – somebody's going to come in and for sure trade up for Hendon Hooker at least or get drafted late.
There's value left on tight ends. 2.5 is the number. The over is plus 190.
I have one angle here. Dalton Kincaid under 24.5 draft position. I mean – I don't know if I've ever been so passionate about a draft prospect in my life. The guy's film is unbelievable. It's so much more impressive than Michael Myers.
Michael Mayer, you piece of shit.
But I mean, the way that offense was also like scripted around Kincaid.
True.
It reminds me a lot of I think this is positive. It reminds me a lot of the way that the Chiefs used Travis Kelce as their true number one.
He looks like you cloned Travis Kelce and put him on Utah.
I agree with you 100%. Mayer should have.
What are the Steelers? The 16?
17.
Joey Porter Jr. over 19.5 is even money.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to take a tackle. I really do. Wide receivers is over under 3.5. I think I'm going to go under. It's minus 120.
Yeah, I'm starting to fall out of love with all of the receivers in this draft. And at least the first round graded guys, the top guys at the draft, really the Jordan Addison, Smith and Jigba, and Quentin Johnson and those guys. None of them really ran super fast. Like the speedy receivers, when you see people reach for a receiver, it's because they ran under a 4.3 at their combine. Like there aren't any of these guys that are running 4.2s, so I just don't see anybody reaching on a receiver this year.
The Falcons are the favorite to draft Bijan at plus 250.
Sheesh.
Texans plus 650, and then Eagles plus 750.
So is it the books
that I feel like he's not getting out. I don't know if he'd get there, but Bijan on the Cowboys feels like
if he's down there, yeah. But also Jameer they have Tony Pollard, but
I just took to be a top five pick, Jalen Carter at plus 380. I feel like there's a chance. Everyone's like, oh, it's a fucking tape, number one guy. But I mean, I can see the Seahawks take him.
The Seahawks have brought in, Will Anderson. They've brought in the top three pass rushers, and also they've brought in a couple quarterbacks for the top 30. So
I think the Seahawks is either Anthony Richardson or Jalen Carter. I don't think there's any – I think it's those two.
If Will Anderson's there?
Will Anderson's not making it there.
You think Will Anderson gets to five?
No, but I don't know. Sorry.
What the Texans are doing is it feels like the Texans are like trying to gain some pride back while fucking with the draft.
Maybe they might be
like they're actually like really tight lipped on what they're going to do. Like it feels like they're just trying to gain some pride here.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they could be just trying to bait somebody into way overpaying for. I mean, you saw what Zach Wilson trade was, like way overpaying for a Zach Wilson, a Trey Lance style trade, and someone falls in love with CJ Stroud or Will Levis, I guess. I don't know.
Bruce, if you wanted, you could get Kincaid as the first tight end as plus 130.
Yeah, I just put $610 on him under 24 and a half, but that
double down.
That does kind of sound like the better option there, doesn't it?
First defensive player drafted, the favorite is actually Tyree Wilson right now, minus 125.
What the?
Yeah, that seems crazy.
Okay, so why?
Will out of fucking nowhere.
Someone is leaking this. No, someone is leaking Tyree Wilson is the top player on people's boards. That has to be what's happening. Somebody is leaking that or something. There has to be some reasoning for this because I have no fucking clue. Will Anderson's production and just his size, the way that, like, there is nothing that doesn't say this dude should be the number one fucking player in this draft. I love Tyree Wilson. I thought Tyree Wilson was probably top five player in this draft for a while since I started doing my first look at all the mocks. I don't know. I can't figure this one out at all. Where is the knock on, like, what's the knock on Will Anderson?
There
is it
one.
just a
Tyree slightly Wilson? Disappointing
senior
year.
How is it a slightly disappointing
that
I played less games and had more sacks.
I completely agree with you. No, he had like
people,
he had like
a lot
one
of
bad
people
game.
Like to say because of the Georgia defense is so good as well.
But
or Bama, sorry.
Well,
fair.
Okay, you can make the exact same argument about any Jalen.
Yeah,
Carter,
I'm not arguing.
Will Anderson did not have more sacks this
year. I'm just saying years. That's why.
Oh, did he have 14 this year and 15 last year?
No, he had 17 and a half last year, 10 this year.
What?
Yeah, but they're kind of moving back, it felt like.
Well, plus when you have 17 and a half last year, they're going to get some more.
I look at Will Anderson and Dalton Kincaid similarly, where it's like you have a chance to potentially draft Micah Parsons and the chance to potentially draft Travis Kelce.
Well, there's a lot of stuff down here. We have to go through it. Like, who will the Texans select with 2 and 12?
That's fun.
I think the Texans are going to use that
pick. Also, like during the main show today, I was just thinking about how ridiculous it is that the Giants took Danny Dimes at fucking, what was it, 4, 5, 6? Christ.
I mean, who's – what,
dude,
what a
you,
crazy
you
thing
look,
to do.
Dude,
bro,
you
but
look,
what quarterback
I think it was like the 2013 or 15 draft. Like, Dolphins took Deion Jordan at number 3.
Yep.
Like, sometimes you just – it is what it is, man. Yeah. Like, you never fucking know, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of – Gumpy, these –
the draft specials?
Draft combos.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
So if like the Texans trade out of that 12th pick and you get the two picks,
I think
what
the
happens
thought,
to that vet? Bet,
people, people trying to spin that the Texans are going to trade two, I don't think they're in a place where they should be trading out.
I agree with you.
Like, you have to get some studs on that roster.
Yeah,
man.
Especially since they have 2 and 12. But we'll cover this as the week goes on. I mean, it's just... We're all fucking being fed shit right now.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on.
And you'll like it. And you'll like it.
I love betting on the draft, though. I'm fucking put in like 5 bets while we were sitting here.
I do think we've done generally good on the draft. I remember I've won the last 2 years. I've come out net positive. I just remember on my FanDuel account that. I have no idea about that.
No, as a show, I believe we've done pretty well.
Yeah, well, Jay New.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Jay New. And then also, when we talked to Johnny and we figured out that they just basically don't know anything
Correct.
The same way that we don't know anything.
Yeah. We'll talk tomorrow more about knowing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's hammered down. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down. Yeah.